Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
If you're attending an interview, whether for work or for an English speaking examination, it's vital that you answer the questions you're asked as fully as possible in order to showcase yourself or your English skills in the best possible light. This podcast features Ekaterina from Bulgaria and Teodoro from Chile, who both met for a Getting to Know You interview in Skype. Before we listen, a brief reminder that you can now download a weekly task sheet from Splendid Speaking, which gives you the opportunity to carry out a similar task yourself. These new task sheets and grading criteria are available from www.splendidspeaking.com. Also, you may have heard about our new subscription service, Splendid Expressions, our three-stage approach to learning colloquial vocabulary. Splendid Expressions is a standalone package which is now available for subscription. However, it's also now offered as a free bonus to subscribers of the Splendid Speaking self-study course. Find out more at www.splendidspeaking.com. Both Ekaterina and Teodoro were asked to focus on responding to questions fully with thoughtful answers. As you listen, decide how well both Ekaterina and Teodoro respond to each other's questions and the extent to which they manage to hold a natural conversation. Finally, make a note of their use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Ekaterina and Teodoro. Okay, starting with you, Ekaterina, where do you live?
Well, I'm from Bulgaria and I live in town, Gotsdelchev in southwest of Bulgaria. I'm living with my family.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been studying English?
I don't know, maybe about 7 or 8 years.
Okay, and Teodoro, tell us something about where you live.
I live in Santiago, it's the capital of Chile. It's more or less in the center of the country. And my profession, I am a medical technologist. The activities I usually perform are related with my profession.
Okay, and how long have you been studying English, Teodoro?
I've been studying English more or less 15 years, but most of the time I have studied English as a self-learner.
Okay, Teodoro, I'd like you to ask Ekaterina some questions and vice versa. Ekaterina, I'd like you to ask Teodoro some questions. I'll give you a few ideas first and then maybe you can think of others once you've started. So, Teodoro, if you could start by asking Ekaterina, maybe you could find out more about the country that she's living in.
Yes, I would like to know how a person of Bulgaria is. I am curious about the environment, the general environment in your country, because it's far away of my normal activities.
Yeah, well, Bulgaria is, I think, somewhere in the near the Mediterranean. Climate. I don't know how to say it exactly. Here we have four seasons, and now it is autumn. And actually, we have really beautiful nature, and especially in my town, it is not so polluted, and you could go for walks, you know, among nature. Bulgaria has really beautiful mountains and also a seaside. And if you like nature and being near it, you can really have a good holiday, and I think you'd be happy to live here.
Okay, thanks.
It's a nice place.
Okay, so what I can tell you about my country is more or less similar in something, and unfortunately dissimilar in another. It's similar in the context of we have beautiful landscape. We have mountains as well. We have the Andes range, and this is one of the longest countries in the world. We have a landscape of beautiful scenery in Patagonia, in the south of our country. But unfortunately, the central region of Chile, like Santiago, is very polluted. So you are very lucky to live in a clean atmosphere. So do you want to know another thing of my country my city?
Yeah, I'd like to know how you spend your free time, what activities are typical of young people there, or just people. I don't know how old you are. How you spend your free time?
My free time. Well, first of all, I read a lot. I like to read in English, and I swim. I used to go to swimming. I used to go swimming.
Nice.
And I am very fond of movies, and because I have discovered that by watching movies and in cinema or in TV, you can learn a lot of things, especially about languages. I don't know what is your perception about that.
Well, I like listening to music very much. Unfortunately, I am not so good at singing, and I can't play any musical instrument. But I'd really like to meet some artists and in some way to work with them. I like art generally. I also like watching movies from time to time. I also adore swimming, but the sport that I am practicing usually, it is martial arts, karate, but unfortunately now I don't have lots of time, you know, near the exam.
First of all, a big thank you to both Ekaterina and Teodoro for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure they'd appreciate any comments you'd like to make on their talk. Let's give them both some feedback. They both did an excellent job of giving full and interesting answers to questions. For example, having been asked about their country, they gave thoughtful, detailed responses, and as you will see from these extracts, also very skillfully signalled the end of their contribution with clear concluding statements.
And if you like nature and being near it, you can really have a good holiday, and I think you'll be happy to live here.
Santiago is very polluted, so you are very lucky to live in a clean atmosphere.
Ekaterina and Teodoro's English was of a very good standard, but can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
How a person of Bulgaria is. How a person of Bulgaria is. The general environment in your country, because it's far away of my. The general environment in your country, because it's far away of my.
Near the Mediterranean climate. I don't know how to. Near the Mediterranean climate. I don't know how to. And actually, we have really beautiful nature, and especially in my town.
So do you want to know another thing of my country my city? My city? I used to go to swimming. I used to go to swimming.
Nice.
I used to go swimming.
Nice.
I don't know what is your perception about that. I don't know what is your perception about that.
Okay, here are the corrections.
How a person of Bulgaria is.
Not how a person from Bulgaria is. A literal correction would be what a person from Bulgaria is like. But in the context of this question, Teodoro could have said what life is like for someone from Bulgaria.
The general environment in your country, because it's far away of my...
Not far away of, but far away from.
Near the Mediterranean climate, I don't know how to...
I'm not quite sure what Ekaterina was trying to say here. Possibly a Mediterranean climate, but I could be mistaken.
And actually we have really beautiful nature, and especially in my town.
Although it's clear what Ekaterina means here, we wouldn't normally say beautiful nature, but rather perhaps beautiful scenery.
So do you want to know another thing of my country my city?
Not do you want to know another thing of my country, but would you like me to tell you more, or would you like to hear more about my country?
I used to go to swimming. I used to go swimming.
Nice. Not I used to go swimming, unless of course Teodoro means he once went swimming but no longer does. Better here, I think, to say I usually go swimming.
I don't know what is your perception about that.
Here, I think Teodoro is asking Ekaterina if she agrees with what he has just said about using TV and film to learn more about language. So a better question would have been, what do you think, or do you agree? Okay, that's the end of this podcast. It's goodbye from me, Pete Travis. Come back soon for another episode of Splendid Speaking. Bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.